From Spark and Anvil and Character Forge, this is Patch in Chapter 1 of the Character Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Ink's boots crunched on the gravel path, where the autumn air smelled of damp earth and wood smoke. Frost clung to the iron latch of the garden gate, turning the metal white and cold to the touch. That was when he saw her. She was a small brown rabbit, nearly invisible against the dry leaves under the thorn bush. Ink almost walked past because his mind was drifting, but then a slant of morning light caught her left ear. It wasn't like the other one. Near the tip, a neat patch of pale cream fur had been stitched into the brown. The stitches were tiny and precise, holding the torn edges together like a secret. The rabbit sat perfectly still under the cold sky. When the wind rattled the dry brambles, she flinched and tucked her mended ear flat against her neck. It was a quick defensive motion, like shielding a bruised knuckle from a sudden blow. "That looks like an old injury," Ink said, keeping his voice quiet so he wouldn't startle her. The rabbit turned her dark eyes toward him, her whiskers twitching in the cold air as she gestured to the frozen dirt. "I am always careful here," she said, "because this is the exact spot where it happened." She touched the pale patch with her paw. "My name is Patch, and this little mend is the most important part of me."
Ink sat down on a flat stone near the path, ignoring the cold that immediately seeped through his trousers. He wanted to show her he wasn't in a hurry, so he rested his hands on his knees and waited quietly. "Would you mind telling me about it?" Patch looked at the thorn bush, where black branches were covered in sharp, curved spikes that looked like cat claws. "I was very small," she said, "and I was in a terrible hurry because my brother had found a patch of sweet clover. I wanted to get there first, so I thought I could squeeze under the branches instead of going around." She wiggled her nose, remembering the sudden sting. "A thorn caught my ear and tore it right open, and I cried for hours in the dark." "How did it heal so neatly?" Ink asked. "My grandmother," Patch said, her soft voice dropping to a whisper as she remembered the old nest. "She sat by me all night with a bone needle. She used the softest thread she had, singing old songs until the pain finally faded and I could sleep. It stopped hurting after a few days, but you still remember," Ink said, watching her touch the pale fur. "I don't just remember," Patch said. "I changed my route because of it. I checked twice before I squeezed through any tight space, and I hopped the long way around, even when it's about to rain." She smoothed the pale fur on her ear. "Other rabbits just see a fast hopper, but my speed has a limit now. The careful part of me is this," she said, touching the mend again. "The old day is over, but I still carry it. It is stitched right into my skin." Ink felt a familiar quiet click in his chest, which always happened when a difficult concept suddenly became simple. Her history wasn't invisible. It was right there, shaping every single hop she took across the garden.
"Patch," Ink said, leaning forward. "I teach a class on how to write stories, and for weeks I have struggled to explain a certain concept. Would you come to my cottage and sit with my students so they can see you?" Patch tilted her head, her good ear twitching. "I would have to take the long way," she warned. "I will not walk under the low hedges, and I won't go near the rose bushes by the well." "The long way is exactly what we need," Ink said. They walked together through the autumn woods. Patch set a deliberate pace, detouring around every bramble and fallen branch, while Ink adjusted his stride to match hers. It took twice as long as usual, but the morning was bright and clear. As they walked, they watched a hawk circle high above the meadow. Patch stopped completely until the shadow passed, her body tense against the cold ground. When they reached the writing cottage, the students were already waiting inside. Patch hopped through the open door and settled onto a blue velvet cushion by the window, tucking her mended ear down to hide it. The students leaned forward, their eyes immediately drawn to the strange, pale patch of fur. Ink watched their faces, noticing how curiosity filled the room without a single word being spoken.
"Class," Ink said,
standing by the chalkboard. Look at our guest. Patch is incredibly careful, especially when she is near anything sharp or narrow. Why do you think that is? A student named Leo, who usually chewed on his pencil, shrugged. Maybe she's just naturally nervous, or maybe some rabbits are just jumpy. Or maybe she's just smart, a girl named Maya suggested. She knows she's small and the world is dangerous. Ink smiled. Patch, would you mind sharing your story with them? Patch cleared her throat. In her soft, deliberate voice, she told them about the thornbush, the rush, and her grandmother's quiet patience with the bone needle. The classroom went completely still, and Leo slowly lowered his pencil. The atmosphere in the room shifted from simple curiosity to something much warmer and more respectful. This is the secret of backstory, Ink said, writing the word on the board in bold, heavy chalk. A character's backstory is the collection of old days that happened before our first page begins. You cannot see the thorn bush anymore, but you can see the mend it left behind. He walked over to the cushion and gestured gently to Patch. Once you know the old story, everything she does makes perfect sense. Her fear isn't a random trait. It is a logical consequence of her life. Does a backstory always have to be sad? Maya asked, leaning forward. Not at all, Ink said. It can be a moment of great pride, a ridiculous mistake, or a sudden realization, but it must leave a mark. It must create a soft patch where the character is forever different. He nodded at Patch. The mend is the proof that the past is real. The sun dipped below the tree line, painting the cottage walls in shades of amber and violet. The students had packed up their notebooks and drifted away, their voices fading down the gravel path. Patch remained on her velvet cushion, watching the shadows lengthen across the garden. With the room empty, her mended ear finally relaxed. It lifted slightly, catching the warm draft from the hearth. It is strange, Patch said, her voice barely louder than the crackle of the fire. For a long time, I felt embarrassed about my ear because I thought it made me look foolish. I thought I looked like a rabbit who couldn't even navigate a simple garden. She paused, watching a moth flutter near the glass. But your students didn't laugh. When they heard about my grandmother and the thread, they looked at me differently. It felt like they were holding that old day with me. They were, Ink said, setting his teacup down on the wooden table. They understood that your scar isn't a weakness. It's just the place where your story began. Patch leaned her cheek against the cool window pane. The lingering worry in her chest finally dissolved, replaced by a deep, settled calm. The old day was still stitched into her, and it always would be. But for the first time, she realized it wasn't a flaw. It was simply the place where she had been mended, loved, and made whole.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Patch. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.